So the Gemara tells us a story now. We've been discussing really two issues on the Amud here, Chesam and Beis. One is the question of Bitzli Ha'isha, when you assume that a particular Lashon that's used expresses desire for Kiddushin and when it doesn't. And the other issue having to do with the nature of the Kesef Kiddushin and how it works when it counts as a Kabbalah HaKesef of the woman as the Kiddushin Kesef. This Gemara is clearly about the issue of Bitzli. Says the Gemara, the story, Ahu Gavra, David Kamazbin, Chumri, Sach Yasa. So a person was selling, Rashi says, seemingly two pshatim, Rashi says, Chumri, buttons, we call buttons, right? Sha'osim shel bedil, made out of, what? Tin, one of the metals that's mentioned in the Torah, bedil, besofaris, and Parshas Matos, by Gilui Midyan. B'chorzen harbe mehen b'chut echad, and they're strung together on a string. V'osen osa k'min hanak, they're made as like a bracelet. V'nosen b'tzavareyen, a necklace I should say. V'nosen b'tzavareyen, then carry them on their necks and they would be sold. So that's one thing Rashi says. V'yesh gorsim tzach yasa v'hin shal schuchis, made out of glass, k'min tabos, like little rings, beads. Dakim, tabos dakim, v'korno so purius, bosh rabbi seinu. Okay, so Rashi has the idea that they're either tin buttons or glass beads of sorts, and the point is a little tchotchkes, right? Trinkets. Okay, so he was selling these things. Asayu hahi itza, so a woman comes before him. Amrelei, havli chad socha. Rashi says, molochut ha'anak. Rashi's going with the idea of a necklace, so give me one of these necklaces. So she's requesting it, obviously, it's not as a present. It's not clear if that means she wants to pay for it. Havli means as a matana. I mean, this person is selling it. Why does she suddenly think she's entitled to get it for free? I don't know. But Maisa, that's what she said. Okay. So Maisa, in response to what she said, Amala, so he says to her, Iyaivna lach mikachesli. Says Rashi, Belashon She'ela, this is important. So he poses a question to her. If I give this to you, will you agree to become married to me, mikudeshes to me? So this is what he said. Amra Lei, in response to this question, she says, Hava Meva, give it to me, twice. So what do you make of this? Does she mean in this response that she's agreeing to his question? And if so, then the kubeshes, right? Or do we take the words as saying, dismissing what he said, just basically saying, I'm not good with what you just said, just give it to me, basically to reinforce then what she originally was asking for, the fact that she originally said it was, give it to me, so she's just saying more of the same. She's persisting in that same mindset and disregarding what he said. On the side that she means Kiddushin, so what would that mean? That when he gives it to her, that's the Nesinas Kesef. And where's the Amira? Where's the Amira? So the question would count as an Amira. In other words, if he's asking it as a question, will you be Mekudeshes to me? And to the extent that she takes it as yes, and her response suggests yes, then that would count as an Amira Chidush, right? Even though it was stated not as a definitive statement, it wasn't a declaration of intent in a definitive way, but that would be enough. Either that, or maybe something is left out of the Gemara. This is the Rashba entertains as a possibility that there was an Amira later on. Or, another way to say that is that it's considered to be what? The equivalent of Amira we saw in Davav, no? We always have to go back in Chazer. What we have in Davav, that you don't have to have an Amira if you have what? Asukim Bosa'inyan, Hayimidabim Meiski Kedushin. So you have to know, would this count as that? A tentative question, if you don't want to count that as an Amira Be'etzem, and you want to say that you didn't do a later Amira, you have to assume that would be like a Sukim Bosa'inyan. The fact that he's discussing the possibility, flirting with the possibility, that's considered Hayimidabim Meiski Kedushin. That could also possibly be Pshat. But this is the question. What do you make of this response, Hava Meva? The fact that she said it in response to this question, the fact that she uses such a lashon, the fact that it's a double lashon, a lot of variables here, the fact that she initiated earlier by asking for matana, and then she responds again with the same words. So at the end of everything, Amar Rav Chama Koheva Me'eva Rav Klumu. This does not constitute an agreement to Kedushin at all. We disregard, we don't have Ritzoya Isha here. That's one story. Now we have a variation of the story with a different context, not with these beads, but Ha'u Gaba David Kashasi Chama B'Chanusa. Somebody was drinking wine in a tavern. A Saya Yitzah, a woman walks in, Amrale, Havli Chadkasa, give me a cup. Amala, Iyahivnilach Mikachisli, again it would be a question. So her response, Amrale, Ashkuye Ashkiya, give me the drink, give me the drink. So again, she started by posing the request to him to ask for the drink. He asks if she'll be willing to Mikudeshes with it, and she goes back and repeats what she asked for twice. And again, here we have Rav Chama weighing in as he did before. Amar Rav Chama, Koeshkui Ashkiyan Rav Kumu. It doesn't mean anything. It's not viewed as Kedushin. It's just a way of dismissing what he said. That's the second story. And finally, another variation. Hahu Gavra, Dale Kashabi Tamri Midikla. What was he doing? He was throwing down dates from a palm tree. Asaya Yitzah, a woman comes by, Amrale, Shvili Tarti, I want two. Why two? I don't know, but she wanted two. Maybe. Amrale, Ishadina Lach, Mikachisli, the stomach one was a Shavaput as well, but nice that she asked for two. So he says, if I give you the two dates, will you be Mikudeshes? So her response, Amrale, Shadi Mishta, just throw it down. So here Rav Zvid comments, I'm Rav Zvid, in the same vein as Rav Chama in the other two stories, Kosha di Mishta Rav Klumu. It doesn't mean anything. So this is now the psak in all three cases. Okay, Tosa says that the three cases are mentioned because it doesn't matter what we're discussing. You might have thought perhaps to distinguish what between the various things. Chila, Shtia, other things. But anyway, it's clear cut, all three cases. The fact that she responds in the way she does to his question is not to be in the way that she responds with a double expression which reiterates her initial request. All that does not count as Ritzui. So the Gemara continues, Ibai Luhu. So the question was asked, what about Hav or Ashki Vishadi? Again, connecting to all three cases. If she didn't use a double expression, but she would just use a single expression. Mahu, what's the question here exactly? Rashi says, "De lo kafalti le dibura." Why should there be a difference? The Gemara is probing what maybe the point that we're assuming that she's dismissing what he's suggesting as kedushin and she's reiterating that she wants just the batana. Maybe that's more true if she uses a double expression. Why should that be? Something about the lashon. A double expression sounds like what? She's more dismissive of him when she uses a double expression. She's more, is that the pshat, that somehow it's more of a bittul of what he's saying? It's more of a negation of his thing, is that what it is? Or it's more of a chizuk to what she originally said? Because to the extent that we have the context of what she's saying is that she initially began with the request. And why are we attributing her response now to a lack of ritzui? Again, if you have to know how much of the Gemara's point before that it's Lav Klumhu is because of the fact that she initiated, as we'll soon see in the Rishonim, that could be part of what's going on here. The fact that she originally started the process by asking a Matana, and then when she says later on, give it to me, so we view what she's saying later not as connected to what he said about Kedushin, but connecting back to what she said initially, Chazek, her original Dibur. So where is it more likely that her response is reiterating and reinforcing her dibur? If she says it once or says it twice? Sometimes she says it twice. So that could be the side of the Gemara here, that what if you said it once? Maybe I could say it's not necessarily connected to her original dibur, it's a way of responding to the point that he asked her. He's posing a question. She's saying, yeah, give it to me. Again, I don't know if it's be'etzem, the Russian itself, there's more cynicism, you might say, in a double lashon, is more of a dismissive type of an attitude. Or again, if you view the Gemara's psak as relating back to what he said, what she said before. We have to see if that's necessarily relevant or not. But if it is, then I hear the question of the Gemara that where are you more machazik your original words when you say twice, it's like, you know, you're reinforcing it in that way. So the shaila is, what if she said once, hav aski v'shadi ma'u? Amar ravina nekudeshes. That's different. You say it once, that is ritsu. It's only when you say twice, that's viewed as and not interested in kedushin. Rav Sama Baraksa disagrees. Amar taga de malka, ena mekudeshes. What does taga de malka mean? Rashi learns, bekesa hamelech nishba. He's swearing by the king's crown. It's an interesting expression. Taking a shvuah of sorts, not Kadosh Baruch Hu, but by the Keser HaMelech. Choy doesn't mean a Kadosh Baruch Hu, does it? I mean, the closest thing we have to this is the Gemara and Shavuos. A few times the Gemara mentions different Amoraim, Talmidim of Rav, want to express their certainty that Rav said something. So they'll say, the Elokim Amar Rav, I swear that by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rav said this. And the other one said that the opposite. Elokim Amar Rav, the opposite. The Gemara discusses, is there a problem of Shavuos Sheker here? Someone's clearly not swearing correctly, but it's called Ha'adam B'Shavuos. It's not necessarily a Shavuos Sheker. They were mistaken impression. This is something we don't really find typically. Taga de Malka. I don't know if it means the king of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi doesn't say in Stama. Maybe it's like Chei Paro. Taga de Malka means the king in the land. Others have different pshat, that the Ran brings this and the Rashba brings it. That it means even if they'll give me the king's crown, they give me a lot of money, the king's crown is worth a lot of money, I'm not going to budge. Ein mekudesh, it's different pshat. We might still have a machlokes if one lashon would be different than two lashonos. The Gemara concludes on this, the hilchasa ein mekudeshes, which means what? On this question of whether if it's just one lashon, hav ashki v'shadi. Like before, there was no question. Don't be machriya the shaila. It's not a question. Double lashon is for sure no good. So we're machriya here, like Rav Sama Baraksa, Enam Kudeshes. So that's psak on this issue. Now the Gemara is going back and working out some of the Gemara that we had earlier. The Hilchasa also going back to before Shiroi Lo Tzrichi Shuma. So that we had a machokas Rabbi and Rav Yosef back on Daf Zayin Amid Beis Chesamid Aleph. If you have a person gives shirai and he says it's chamshin, two lishonos in the Gemara, exactly what the case was, whether it was kodahu or he says chamshin, and it's worth that, but there was no shuma done. So Rav Yosef says it's no good, either because it was some chadaita, or because you need kayitz, and Rabba disagrees. That was a whole sugya. So Gemara Pashtas is telling us, lo tzvichi shuma, Gemara's machriya like who? Like Rabba, but this is a whole discussion. We saw this Tosis Kemat, the whole thing at Winger the Sugya, but just to remind you what the Indian is, why did the Gemara use a Russian Hilchasa Shereh with Tzvichi Shuma? The Gemara should have said Hilchasa Kerab, like the Gemara is going to do by the next two lines by the other Inyan. The Gemara doesn't quote the very topic, Gemara quotes the Bala Memra. So that's why there's indications. Tosis does it in one way, the Rambam in his own way, that the Gemara is not telling you straightforward, like Rav Gemara is trying to medayik something. She wrote Tzvichi Shuma, but there's other inyanim that are different that would need Shuma, and then you have to know exactly what the implications are. This already, you have to go, well, we're not going to be able to do it now, but this is something we touched on in the Sugiv Shirai. That's one Achra. Hilchasa Shirai Tzvichi Shuma. The other Kasha was also raised. Why? What if the Pasuk like Rabba, we hold generally Halacha Kirabba? Okay, that was one Achra. Then we say Hilchasa Kirav Elazar. What is this going back on? This is on what? The name of Rav Elazar was Hiskatshili B'mana B'nasal Adinar. So what does he say? Mekudesh is B'yashrim. So that is, we view it as an Amanas, a Tanayiv Amanas. The Kedushin takes place now and just has to be Mashrim. That's the Hilchasa. And finally, Hilchasa Kirav Rav Amrav Nachman. What is that about? Mana Inkan Mashkin Inkan. Okay. Rashi, Hilchasa Kirav Elazar de Amar. Rashi tells us, Hiskatshili B'mana B'nasal Adinar is Mekudesh B'yashrim. Rav Amrav Nachman Amar El Mana Inkan Mashkin Inkan. Okay, let's try to understand better here what goes into this sugya. What is the issue here? Let's start with the double expressions of the Gemara, which he says, let's take the first case, Hava Merva, so we say Lav Krumhu. Let's take a look maybe at the Rush first. The Rush, and we'll see the Rashba, the Ran, that will come to Tosis. What does the Rush say on this? Simon Yud Dalid. So he quotes all the stories and he comments what Tosus says here. Also, Maisi Bigmar Hani Tlas Ubdi Lashmina Dibem Midah Mecha Bem Midah De Mishta Bem Midah Chrina Lavi Kedush. V'yeroi says the Rosh Shem Omar B'Shosh Nasan La Hariat Nekudesh Asli The Kibra Mimenu Nekudeshes V'chei Matzasi B'Shem Harai V'Zah. That's what he adds to the Gemara, then he brings the rest of the Gemara, Yibayiluhu, and so on. So what does the Rush bring the Shem Aravid? What would change if he would say, Harem HaKudesh Esi B'Shash HaNasa? In other words, he's assuming that the Gemara is discussing that there was no second Amira. The Amira was, E Yahiv Nalach Mikash Esli. Now Rashi learned that as a question. We don't know absolutely for sure how the Rush learned that. Pashtus, why not learn like Rashi? That sounds like it's a question, which would therefore assume that that would be enough to be viewed as an Amir, like we kind of before. But says the Rav, an interesting chiddush. What if there would be a new Amira? At the time that he gives it to her, and then the Kibra Mimenu, Nikudeshes. What does he mean, the Kibra Mimenu? And what? And what did she say? What? What do you think he means? The kibbutz? What?
Does she understand?
Well, that's what I'm asking you. He's trying to say chiddush in the Gemara. The Gemara says that it doesn't work. Kol mishtak, whatever. Kol mevayeva lav krumhu. So what if, what would change in the story if he would have done a new amira? So he's doing a new amira mikudeshes. What's changing? That there's a new amira. What's, everything else is constant, no? So what is he saying? That there, her response, her double lashon of give it, would not constitute a lack of ritzui. To the contrary, then she's basically going along with his kedusha, with his overture, because he's saying a lashon vada. What changes here? Why is it different? What's the pshat in the Ravid? Why is it different if he repeated Harei HaMekudesh Esli? What do you say? Is this the only place that you find this shita? Who else says like this? What? The Rashba quotes it, maybe the Ran quotes also this. The Rashba and the Ran, they quote, we're going to see in the Rashba more carefully, but maybe we'll start with the Ran, then we'll see more in the Rashba, and the Rashba is Mayrech more. The Ran brings two things. Starts by bringing the Ika Manda Amar. This is what we just read in the Rush. The Shema Rav, they tell you that in a parenthesis. The Ika Manda Amar. And here you see what's going on in this shita. In the Rush, quoting the Rabbi, he doesn't tell you why it should be different. But I asked you, no one knew. Right? Why is it different? So he said again, Harei Mekudesh Esli. First he asked her, and then what happened? Let's get this story straight. What happened? She comes to him and says, give me a bead. Give me a necklace. He says, if I do it, if I give it to you, be Mekudesh Esli to me. What does she say? Give it. And then what does he say? What? Harei HaMekudesh Esli. And then what does she say?
Give it.
Again. She says it twice. It's strange. There's two times. She's saying twice the same thing. No? Everyone agrees? What? Well, then she takes it and it's quiet. Well, either way. Let's see what the Ran quotes. V'ikaman da'amai d'taima d'ein mekudeshes. V'shim da'adibura kama kasamcha. why in a Mekudeshes? Because she's relying on the first thing that she said, which is, give me a present. The Kamal Meikara, which is Shiloshim Kedusha. Now, the Ran puts in two things here that are going to change the din. Two possible things. And he puts them both sort of within the same shita. The Rashba sort of sets it up as one shita and then another shita. The Ran puts them in a way together. Avo, let's change one variable, and that would make the din different, and then another variable. Avo, I amara ihu meikara. I ahivna mikachesli. So, again, I'm assuming it's a question, but the question was initiated by him not in response to something that she said. So he has his beads, he sees a nice woman, she seems unmarried, okay, and he goes and says to her, you know, if I give it to you, it would be mekadeshes to me. So not that she originally asked for matana and then he asks her, will you be mekudeshes if I give it to you? And then she says, give it, give it. Rather, he initiates, the first person to speak in this conversation, this interaction, is him. And he poses that question. And she says, one time, inami hava meva. See, notice, there's no difference here. It doesn't make a difference. Kida amra ihu ka amra umekudeshes. So what is the tension of the hava meva or hava, either one? The intention is for kedusha. In other words, so this is something more than we saw that so far in the writing. This is another point. If he initiated, then you can't fall back. She can't be falling back in her words on something she said first. She didn't say anything first. She did not yet declare intention for kedusha. So then, even though the words themselves don't say unequivocally kedusha, they say give me, which can mean give me a matana. And he, having posed a question, again, assuming that we're learning that everyone learns the same way as Rashi, that it was a question. I don't see any indication otherwise, so let's assume that's what it was. It was a question. So then the answer of give, or give, give, will mean kedusha. This is what the Ran is bringing here. The only reason why the declaration of give or give, give is not kedusha is because it's meant to reinforce, is what we medayek in the Gemara possibly, why there could have been a basis to distinguish between give and give, give. Because maybe give, give is more reinforcing of the original request, and maybe just to say it once is not. But Lemaisa, what he's saying over here is, if there was no original request on her part to give the Gimatana, then whatever she'll say is meant to be a response to what he said, not to anything else. And therefore, the fact that she says in the Lashon of give, or give, give, it doesn't matter, it's kedushin, it's not matan. Yeah, Daya?
The Rebbe suggested another way of understanding hava mihava as she's just negating what he
That's
said.
Correct, so this could be, that's right, so obviously they're not bringing that into the equation. You're right. It's interesting, let me point it out. There's a suffix in the Mordechai, it's ostav pei zayin. On the words of the Gemara, kol hava meava lav krumhu, the Mordechai brings suffik biyad Rebbe, hecha de'ena mevakeshes also davar tchila. Let's say she doesn't ask anything first. Ki hach, like in our Gemara, like in our story. Elo hu omer tchila. Im eten lach davar ploni te'en mekudeshes li. Again, I'm not 100% sure if this is, he's also learning as a question. Or maybe a statement. It could be there's an afkamina, but I'm not sure. But the point that he's trying to make is if he spoke first, the amra hava mehava in mekudeshes lo olo. What's the suffix? By hava mehava, which uses a double lashon, but he spoke first. Why is he mistopic over there? In other words, if he just said, she said hava, what does it sound like the Mordechai would hold in this case? Well, he spoke first, and she said hava. So then what would the Mordechai be saying there? Dabar pashut what? Works. which is what the Ikama and Amar is saying, but Ikama and Amar is saying more than that, because the Mordechai is saying that would be if it was one statement of give. But give, maybe not. Maybe that's why, because that's more mashma, could be a mashmos of, you know, trivializing what he's saying. You know, I'm not interested in what you're saying, just give it to me. By saying it twice, it's just like it's almost like ignoring him, saying, this is what I want, I just want a matani. So that's why he's mesupik about it. The Ikam and the Omar in the Ran is not mesupik about it. The Ikam and the Omar is saying that if it wasn't she who started the conversation, then even a Hava Me'ava, Inami Hava Me'ava, would be Kedushin. So that's interesting. So that's, notice a chidush here in the Ikam and the Omar. It doesn't matter what she says. The thrust of why we view what she's saying as lack of Ritzui is very much tied to the fact that she spoke first. This is one point. But then the Ran brings, seemingly like it's within the same basic framework as the Ikam and the Omar. The Rashi brings one and brings the other shita. The Ran sort of folds them together. He says, V'chein Nami. And this is going to be what we saw in the Ravid quoted by the Rush. And another variation where the Gemara's din would not apply. V'chein Nami, afil hecha de'omra ihi me'ikara hav. Even if you keep the story that she spoke first, but im chaza v'omra b'shas nesina, hiskachi libo. So what happens now? She starts a conversation and says, give me a matana. And then he says, b'shas nesina, hiskachi libo, a lashon kedusha. V'i amra hav ohava me'avan, she says, one of these two lashonos, mekudeshes. This sounds like the Ravid, right? They quote the Ravid in the beginning, in the parentheses. It sounds like the Ravid, but it's clear, what is she saying? She's saying however in response to what he said, which is a declaration of Kedusha. So she said originally, give me a present. What's not clear is, so what did he say next? Does the Ram mean he said a question and then he said another Amira, or just skip the question? Skip the question. I mean, the question, as we have it, is prior to an asina. Now there's an asina with an amira together. And then she says, hava me'ava. I mean, if there was a question before the asina, then there would be two hava me'avas. I don't know. That's what we're wondering. Like, so she first she says, if I give it to you, it would be mekudeshes. She says, give, or give. And then again he says, hiskachi libo, and she says it again. I don't know, maybe we're being too much here. Maybe he's trying to, you know, to cut out the original question in the response and just the nesina with an amira, and then there's the response. And that's what he's saying, mikudeshes. Now, what's the pshat? So why mikudeshes? So the first point we understood, because then it's not falling back on what she originally said. She never said anything before. So she's saying it in response to him. Here she did say something in the beginning. She said, give me my tongue. So why would this be different, the fact that he said it again, he said b'shas nesina? Now, the Lashon chaza v'amala is, no, what's the chaza v'amala? So we're trying to play with the Lashon here. Chaza v'amala maybe is mashma da what? There were two amiras of his. There was the amira initially, if I give it to you, be mekudeshes, and then whatever she said to that. And then there was a chaza v'amala, or maybe the chaza v'amala just means chaza in response to what she said. How do you read it? How do you read it? Both say, tell me. What? Chaza just means after she posed the request for the matana, chaza v'amar. But what's the chaza v'amar? I mean, that it wasn't a question, it was a statement. And it was b'shas nesina, not prior to nesina. That's called chaza v'amar. But what, Maisa, what would be the svara here? So why would it be different here? Why would you have a ritzu? No, tell me, what would be the pshat? Abraham?
If he poses a question, then he's opening up the requirement of her to say yes or no. And if she doesn't say yes or no, she just says,
give
it to me, then it's, we fall back on...
So we fall back on his words.
No, we fall back on what she...
But he's saying to Kandra, he's saying Mekudeshes.
I'm saying if it's a question...
If it's a question, then it forces her to say yes or no.
And if she doesn't say yes or no, then we fall back on what she said.
If she doesn't say yes, then it's an equals a no. This is what you see in the Rashi is going to hold, what you're saying. But this is not a question. This is his kachi libo.
Right, so since it's not a question, then even though she says just give, it wasn't phrased as a question, so we could just take it as like a provision of like, okay. Like, she would have to say, I don't want it, if she really didn't want it.
Because it was a question, so it forces her to be more open in indicating a lack of reason. If it's a tentative question on his part, then her response to give could just be tracking back to her original statement,
which I don't want.
But if he's putting it in a definitive way, then and that even though she did say something originally, but then it puts the burden on her to be more clear that she doesn't want. Anyone else? Yeah? Dalia?
Maybe she's only able to be mechazik her own previous statement if he has like a weak amira.
So this is what I'm thinking also a little bit more, like you're saying, that in other words, when his amira is tentative, then her original statement is sort of still betokfa, because it has not been neutralized or weakened in any way, because he's sort of leaving it tentative, and she just reiterates what she said. So then I draw a straight line between what she said originally and what she says now, and then it's simply just saying, give, I don't want a kedusha. But I mean, it's a little bit what you're saying, just giving a little bit of a different focus. But once the person makes an amira of a definitive type, so then what's on the table right now is no longer the statement of wanting a matana, but it's kedusha. Right now, it's sort of like, you know, it's like a definite conclusion is on the table. So then it's the I don't see her Yehava Yehava as connecting to her, what she said before, but rather it's connecting to what he's saying. You see, the reason why I like to say it that way is because then I understand why the Ran puts the two points together. See, L'chari, these are two different shitas, and the way the Rashi presents it, it's two different shitas, and he takes on both of them. We'll see that, as we see in the paragraph that follows here too, the Rashi can disagree on both counts. When we read the Rashba, you'll see the Rashba brings one shita and then brings another shita, and Lamaisa, you could see each shita independent of the other. Look at the Ran did here. He took both points and he folded them together as an, you know, as the chenami. Like if you hold one, you hold the other. Like why are they connected? One has to do with her not speaking first. So then we say then even a hava meva is kedushin, is a ritzah for kedushin. And another point is if he says Vishas Nasina, I want kedushin. Why are the two ideas coming together? Like the one kila, that one shita. It's so what it would sound like is that the point is that in either of these cases, there's less reason to tie her statement of hava meva, give or give to an original request of matan. Either because there never was an original request, or because that request is sort of superseded by his definitive statement. So then the way that you're learning now, the two shitas are very much in the same vein. Otherwise you're gonna like it's two different svaras here that are operating, and why does the Ran make it like, you know, connecting it? Yeah.
And how do we know Shayla is a meter in general?
So again, we'll see soon in the Rashba. The Rashba Dafka learns that there could be a separate amira anyway. But we were clearing ourselves when we read the Gemara. So we don't have another Makkah right now. We have this Gemara. So we were speculating. Well, we don't know much. Okay, what do we know? But we said the Gemara doesn't bring another amira. So again, the Rashba says it could be the Gemara's Makatzer. The Rashba has another Gemara later like this that he read the right. Yeah. So the Rashba has, Rashba said it. No one else commented on it. So it could be, if there's, assuming that there's no separate amira, then you have no choice but to learn that the question of his, which was posing, will you be willing to Mekudesh if I give it to you, that functions as an amira.
Can that be interpreted as also like her taking? If depending on her saying yes, that would be her, not him taking her taking him.
Kitikach, why? Because you only know the Das Kedushin from her. You're big in the Kitikach. The Ran, okay, I hear you, you're going in a different direction. Okay, it's a Malcolm with God, you have to think about it. But let's try to focus still on our Inyan. But it's true, it's an Inyan that should be looked at. Yeah.
If we say that Mordechai also is, you know, of course, the Shichalot and Amir, Mesubuk about whether Hav.
Right, well, the Marcos Mesubuk, if she says Hav, it says twice, what would be if in a case where she didn't say anything originally?
Yeah, so they're Mesubuk about that. wouldn't that show, therefore, that the Hav is not going back on her original lashon because she didn't even speak at all there? So
right.
Wouldn't that show then it was like the first tzad that we mentioned in the beginning?
Right, right,
that
right.
Just
right. That's saying. Correct. That's how we got to Mordechai. Why did the Mordechai think that Hav, he agrees with this sheet, that if she didn't speak first, she says Hav, it means Kedusha. So why would Hav be worse? Because Hav is more of a dismissive tone. So these are all various points that we have to consider and read the Gemara. How much of the Gemara's hachra, that this is not good, Hav is no good, and Hav is no good, how much of it is in the etzem in the Lashon itself, how much of it is based on the context? The context has a lot of aspects to it. The context is the fact that it was a response to a question. The context is the fact that there was originally a request that she made, and then this could be reinforcing that. And again, obviously that's part of the Inyan over here, that you have different Rishonim on this question. And that's what the Mordechai can say, maybe it's a combination of both. In the Mashal, just to show you that the Lashon of Rambam, I mean, we got, the Rambam seems to say, when he quotes this halacha perek da halacha hey, he brings the various cases, and he says, all these times, she says, ena mekudeshes, and even by one lashon, she'en advarim marim ela hashkeni bilvad velo tesachik imi b'davar acher. Whether it's two lashon, it's one lashon, what these words indicate are, just give me the drink and don't play around with anything else. I'm not interested in anything else you said. This is what I want. So it sounds like the Rambam is just like grabbing onto the lashon itself. The lashon is just saying, this is what, you know, if you're in Kedushin, you would say, I want Kedushin or Hain or whatever it is.
Could one say that the Mordechai and also the Shidduchim would not agree with the second case of the Ran? Because they say that Hav isn't an issue of going back, but rather it's an issue on what, in just dismissing what he said, that even in the second case, it should also be the same problem.
Which is the second case where he said again, a lesser condition?
No, he says in the form of a question. And then she responds, Hav, it's the same issue of just dismissal of whatever he said.
You're going with which sheet are you going with now? This ikamandam, which you're going with which sheet?
The
Chaynami of the Ran.
Would you say that the Mordechai, the sheet of Onami, would disagree with that because they interpret Hav as being a dismissal and not as a going back?
The Mordechai is not sure about it, and therefore what? If they said Hav, so if even if.
Even from the fact that it said Hav, then that wouldn't work also. Because they view that lashon as dismissal.
Yeah, you're bringing shit on me. Let's just bring it in. Like, there's besides everything else, you know, there's another tweak, another nuance that he throws into the hopper. Very interesting how, you know, you can always, you know, find more things here. So he has a tzorach iyun. He says, and he has in the way that. He has the following suggestion. Nir lefarish, if she says havli. Because she said originally, Havi Chatzocha, give me one necklace. And he said, if I give it to you, Mikud Kachesli, and then she said, Hav, so it means Matana. Let's say she said, Havi Chatzocha. She was very specific about what she asked. Give me that thing, that necklace. And he says, Haret Mikudeshesli Bechatzocha. So he said, a Lashon Kedushin, and he specified what it is that he's Mikadisha with. And she said, Hav. So then, Mada Mikadsha. What changes? What seems to be more reason for Kedushin here? Yeah, but also, is it the fact that he also specifies what it is in Mikadsha with? Like, you know, you don't have to say, we all Mika, did you have to Tabazu? We do, but like, sounds to me like maybe that's also part of it, the fact that he was so specific. I don't know.
Would he say that's a question now?
No, not a question. No, he says that would be Mekudeshes. Anyway, say that these are all nuances. Let's see what the Rashba does. The Rashba dismisses both of these shittas. The Rashba quotes Bekitzer, and we'll see the Rashba does it more by Rishus. The Rashba holds, about Rashba's Al-Sover, there's something else going on here. It's not just about these variables that you mentioned, and therefore the halacha should change. You're focusing on the fact that she initiated and what she's saying now is somehow connecting to what she said before, and if she didn't speak before, then it's different, or if he spoke definitively in between, it's different. No. There's something else operating, why we view this, these Rishonos as lack of Ritzui. Aval Rashbaz Asova Dafilu Omra Ihi Me'ikara Midi. Even if she said nothing to start. But here's the key. Kevan de Omar Iu Omar Belushan She'ela. And this I think was very meduic in the Rashi. This is why I would be inclined to think that Rashi is very much like the Rashba. The Rashi didn't say much, but Rashi made it clear that the words of the Gemara, right? Rashi wanted you to know this. Right? Lashon Rashi, Mikasha Ski Belushan She'ela. What is Rashi after? The Rashba is really bringing that out. Came in the Iwu Amar Belushan She'ela Iyahivna Lach Mikashisli. So the fact that he's now posing a question, the Iwu Mahadarna lay in Mikadashna Lach, and what did she not say? She didn't say, I agree, yes, I'm a Kudeshis to you. He's putting the ball in our court in a very clear way. Will you be Mekudeshes to me if I give it to you? She did not say, yes, I will. She did not say the magic word, yes. Will you marry me? Yes. Right? Will you be Mekudeshes to me? She didn't say that. El Amra Le Havel Hava Neva. Either way, she said, give, give, give. Therefore, Afilu Chazar the Amala. Now here the chazar I think means second time he's speaking, right? I think that's what we thought chazar does mean, that there was a second amira. Afil chazar v'amala, harei at nekudesh esli bazeh. So she says, havneva, then he says, harei at nekudesh esli bazeh. Lo mahani v'omidi. The ikar taima de in the mekudesh es, the real reason why mekudesh es, hainu mishum, the kevin de belashin she'ego kamar, since he asked her in Isa de Artsyale if she would be agreeing Havila Hadure in Mikadashtalach. She should have said yes, I'm a Kudeshistu, Umidilo Madar Nahachi. She didn't say that in response. Ela Umra Havan Meava Vade Hachi Kaamra. What she's clearly saying is Bikidushi Lo Nichali El Matana. And she didn't say anything originally, it's irrelevant. It's not because she spoke initially requesting a matana. That's not the point for the Rashba. The point is that she's responding to the question not the most natural way that would indicate Ritzui. To respond to a question of will you marry me that would show Ritzui would be yes, I will. Not give. So it's like they're speaking past each other. Understand what Rashba is saying? It's not about reinforcing her original dibur. There was no original dibur as far as we're concerned. That's not the reason for the Gemara saying that it doesn't count. It's because he asked her, will you be Kudeshis? And she said, give. Not because she said give originally, but because there's a miscommunication that she's basically talking right past him. She's that basically saying, I don't want condition, just give it to him. Maybe the Rambam's Russian could be brought in here, right? She'in advar marim el ha'shkeni bilvad lo tetzachi kimi b'davar achir. I mean, Lamaisa, the Ram brings the whole story inside. I'm not saying for sure. The Ram brings the whole story. She came over, she said, and you know, give me a little bit. But Lamaisa, the Rashba, it's not because she said anything beforehand. L'fichach im chazav amis kachik in the Mekudesh. The Ram concludes, v'nerli kosher loma l'abrashin l'chshonos amurim b'gemara. If you don't use these l'chshonos, so we don't have a psak on. Ilu espuki b'rashin kedushin l'sficha get. Say that we only have the Gemara's discussion about these particular words. So if you start extrapolating to other things, we don't know what to say. Now, the Ran doesn't bring more of what the Rashba had to say. The Rashba was medayik this in the Gemara too. That, but we have the approach of the Rashba. It's not about her lashon in the beginning, her initiating. It's not because of what she said initially, it's because of how she responded to the question. The Rashba is medayik the lashon Gemara. The lashon Gemara is called the original case, Hava Meva. Kol Hava Meva Lav Krumhu. Does that sound like we're talking about because she said it originally? So she's reinforcing what she said? Well, because saying this at this point in time doesn't mean anything. It's dismissing him. That's the Rashba seems to be medayik from the Gemara. Let's see how the Rashba puts it. look, Yesh Omrim, so he starts with one Shita. Yesh Omrim, the time of the animal Kodeshes. The reason, Mishum Da Dibur Kama Kasamcha. She's relying on the first Dibur. Avo Yama La Ihu Meikara Yaiv Nalach Mekadzit Sliv Amra Hava Inam Yama Meva Vishadi Laski Mekudeshes. There we Mekudeshes. The Hava Meva Kedekamit to the Ka'amra. She's saying it like you said, Umekudeshes. One Shita. One sheet. The Acherim Amru, the Mechaza Ubi Shas Nesina Ba'amala Mizkatsuri Bezorim Zugadeshes. So we will dig in the run, and maybe the Rashba community this way as well. These two sheeters are very much in the same vein. The Rashba is even more clear that way. But the Rashba brings both sheeters. And what would be if she didn't speak first, and what would be if he was Chaza Ba'amar? Umistavra says the Rashba, you're wrong. You're both wrong. The time of the Milsa, the real reason is, Mishum dekema the iu b'lashin she'ela kamala yahiv nolach mikachesli the iu amra le'in elahava. Interesting. In the Ran we saw what didn't she say in mikachesli. The Ran Rashi doesn't even need that. He just needed one word from her, and she didn't say yes. We just need that magic word yes. That you know, if you're pointing the yes, then already this is not kiddush. We just need to hear the one word, just one word yes. She didn't say it. She said other things. Give. What? Say that. Just say it. That means she's obviously not wanting Kiddush. That's where the Rashi puts it. Gila Daita. There's a Gila Das in the lack of saying in and saying everything but the magic word yes. The Lobaya Kiddush. The Imken Leimele in. Again, the Rashi quoted as in the consciously. The Rashi is just looking for the in. Leimele in. El Matana with the Kabayamina. He just wants a Matana. Dr. Rashba, look, here's the diuk in the words of the Gemara. The Hainu de Amrinan, this is the Rashba's diuk. You have to read it in the Rashba and understand what Rashba is doing there. The Hainu de Amrinan, this is what the Gemara is saying. Now we understand the words of the Gemara. Kol hava meiv alav kumhu. What is the Gemara speaking this way? Kol meiv alav kumhu. The Alma ikir taima mishum hava de ka'amra hashlehu. The Lomishum Havri de Kama Meikara. If the Pshat were like these Rishonim, the Gemara should say, because he said Hav in the beginning, therefore it's not going to count the Kedushin now. The Gemara doesn't say anything about the original Hav. The Gemara says, Kal Hava Meav Alav Kumu. The Russian Basher Rishon, as the Rashi understands it, in the way, it's in the tone that she said it, in the way that she said it in response to this question, that clearly does not equal Kedushin. That's what the Gemara says it this way. The Alma Ikar Taima Mishum Hava that she's saying now, not because of what she said before. That for the first sheet, the Alma Mishum Dilam Malay Iskatshili Bobishas is here, not because he didn't say Iskatshili. The Hada Kamala Yevna Lach Mekatshili Lav Gamea, because he should know. That's not going to matter, the fact that he says it again. The Hada, this is the point we mentioned the Rashba as well, that there could have been another Amir as far as we're concerned. The Hada Kamala. The fact that the Gemara says that he spoke to her tentatively, doesn't mean that he gave it to her without another Amira. If that's the case, we have to figure out where's the Amira for the Kedusha. Okay, maybe yes. But the Rashi says, that's not what's going on here. That's what he said. The stomach, the Nusa. The stomach, that's what it was. There was a tentative feeling her out, and then it wasn't Amira. The Gemara didn't spell it out. The Afagav do amachin the Gemara behedya. Even the Gemara didn't spell it out. Mishum to come with karma consciously. So kiloma. So that's the O, the minastam hachinu, and he brings that from the other Gemara. And later on, he brings the point of the O to go down a few lines. The hachavav do amalais consciously. It's the same thing. Anam sahadi do kedusha inon v'avu kibedabe imaski get in the kedusha de insal chafarish ustam kimfarish dami. So you have an amira later on because you have the medaber nima. El again time of kedushas the kibedu la'amra in gal yadaita the lavishim kedusha nuts v'lay hilchach avagav the il amra is katshili bo enu kudeshes the inami la'amra le'i meikara havli El the ilma lach yahib na lach man ezum mikachesli, and she says have or aski chadin islev enam kudeshes, because otherwise have or lamema in. Continues the Rashba, the ilma lach yahib na lach mikachesli. Let's say he would tell her, if I give it to you, you can kudesh it to me. And I have a new keser. And she takes it. And she says what? Nothing. New keser. She didn't start the conversation. He started the conversation. If I give it to you, you can kudesh it to me. So until now, what are we saying? Machokes Rishonim. If she says, have a meva. So according to some Rishonim, that's Kedushin, because she didn't speak first, so she's not reinforcing any previous Dibur. According to the Rajba, that's not Kedushin, because she would have said in. Let's say he says, will you be Kodesh to me if I give it to you? Then he gives it to her, and she takes it and doesn't say anything. What's that lach? So if the Rajba Mikudeshes. Now what should this be? Let's make a cheshbin. What should it be? The hashta lo galya daita de lo nasit leil kedushin. Because do I have a concrete, definitive gilidas of lack of kedushin here? What is the gilidas of lack of kedushin? When you're speaking, instead of saying, you said everything but one word. Everything but yes. You danced around the issues, all kinds of other expressions, give, whatever. You didn't say the yes. So that's the problem. That means you're basically communicating by not saying in, you've basically, and saying other things, you said, I don't want condition. But if she takes it to shtika, so then the Rashba would say, Kudesh is, why is what a shtika equivalent to? To Shalda. The Chazaka, it's a condition of the Shaklis. They bring the right Nikma later. What would the other Rishonim say to this? What would you say, according to the other Rishonim that he's discussing until now? So he spoke first, she didn't speak before, but then he gives it to her, she's quiet. Would this be the Rashi Shitaso? What would you say, according to the other Rishonim? Now what do you think? She spoke first, according to the other Rishonim, he spoke first, and she said, have. So what does that mean? That's Kedusha. What if he spoke first, but she said nothing? So what would that be? So what? So that would be also Kedusha? What? Maybe. I mean, that Kedusha is not a machogus. This would be everybody would agree to. All these problems, it's interesting, we'll soon see the Tosis, but in Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting how all these things get played out in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's the Yukim. I mean, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is based on the Lashon Rambam. The Lashon Rambam, as we noted before, Dalet Hay, Hayamocha Peros, Okelim, the Rambam has other examples, not the trinkets, Peros, Kelim, Kayosa Behem, Bas Isha, V'amda, V'amralo, Temli Ma'at Me'elu. Give me some of these. V'amala, Im Ething Lach, Tehimikat Mikudeshesli. Again, I'm not sure if the Rambam means B'Lashon She'elu like Rashi in the Rashba, or he means it as a statement. It's not clear for sure in the Rambam how he read the Gemara. Im Eting Lach Nitei Mekudeshes, it's a statement, Tehei Mekudeshes Li, Tehei, or Tehei, you should be, or will you be? I mean, she has to agree, obviously, but what did he mean? Again, Nafka Mina is, if it was a She'elu, would that count as an Amira? If there was no other Amira. Im Amra Hin, she said yes. The Nasanga had risen Mukudesh. He said, hey, Avalim Amra lo tenli mehen, O Hashkechli, O Dvarm she'en yanam lo tesachaki mi bidvarm elu, elaten bilvad, the Nasan ena Mukudesh. So if she says, hey, Mukudesh, if she says, give, or throw, or some other indication of don't play around with these words, just give it to me. Enem Kudeshes. What if she was silent? What does it sound like in the Rambam? She was silent? What will you think? Yes or no? No, why? He says yes, only yes. But then he says, in Amrlo, tamely, or whatever, or some other indication of, you know, something which in Yanam lo tesachik in me, Enem Kudeshes.
Being silent is in Yonam Shulot
Tesafik. Right, and they think that she should be Mekudesh. A whole tumult here. A whole tumult. Yeah, there's all the Rechas here. No Sikalim. The chenim hayisos a yayin. Rabbi brings the case of yayin. Va'amna lo ten li kos echad. Va'amna lo etingach hare ad mekudeshes libo. Now it's interesting. I asked you before. The lashon is it a she'ela or is it a statement? The original case. I have to know. I didn't see this duke anywhere. But notice the first case. The rabbi says by the peiros of kelim. Va'amala im etein lich tihi mekudeshes li. The second time by the yayin, im etein lich harei at mekudeshes li bo. Is there a difference in the way it sounds to you? Im etein lich, the first one tihi mekudeshes li. So maybe there you can read it as tihi mekudeshes li retarif. In other words, it's a question. Tihi mekudeshes li, or you can read it as a statement. But here. I don't know. I don't think it goes with the she'ela so well, right? I mean, I guess im etein lech harei at mekudeshes libo. Is that a question? Harei at?
I start off with im.
You're right, because he hasn't given it yet. But he's saying im etein lech harei at mekudeshes libo. I mean, she still has to respond. So he's saying it's still a question whether it's phrased as a question or not. It's essentially he's probing. So you see, it's not really different. It's semantics. It's really the same thing. Okay, could be. V'amr lo hashkeni hashkos, o ten hashkei hashlech, ena mekudeshes, ena dvar me'marin, ala hashkeni bovad bo tisachik mi b'davar achi. This is all quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Ramah quotes, v'amr lo b'shashu nosim lo haret mekudeshes li, v'kibla mekudeshes. If he said at the time he gave it to her, that's what we brought from some Rishonin. V'im kibla b'shtika, Rak chazra v'amra tenli or hashkech in a mekudeshes. The koze beschila he loma tenli ma'at avum hischel huadaber imeting lach tiskadishli v'amra russian schok hein the kibla habi safi kedushin based on the ran. Okay. Let's look at Tosis and see what we'll make of Tosis here. Tosis has a kasha. We have to know Pshat and Tosis kasha. The Gemara says, "Hab ashki v'shadi ena mekudeshes vektosos v'im toma mi gara miten ma'os l'proni de mekudeshes koshken kishomeres tainli." Now, what's Tosos kasher of both sides? How can the Gemara say that when she says "hab ena mekudeshes"? How could saying "hab" be worse than what? Than ten ma'os l'proni? What case is Tosis asking from? Ten Mos Luproni. What case is this?
Arit.
Ten Mos Luproni. So you see over there, she says, give money. She said a Russian ten. Give money to Proni. No, Mikudeshes. Midin Arit. So she says, give me. How could it be worse? We understand Tosis' cash or we don't understand Tosis' cash? What's the how could the ten over here be worse than the ten over there? Is there a chiluk that you can make, an obvious chiluk? What's the case over there by Arif? What? V'akadosh anilach! That's at least our Gemara, our Girsa. V'akadosh anilach! So she says, Tain, v'akadosh anilach, what more do you want? She clearly wants Kedushin. So what's the kasha? What Tosus bringing is a guy. Here there was no Akadosh. There was no. That's why we have a question mark. What to make of her Tain? Because there's no indication of Kedushin. She just says, give it. And then he said, you can read Mekudeshes, ten. There was nothing in her words at any point in the story that indicates Kedushin. It's just the word ten, whatever. Ten, however many times. But there was no word Kedushin. There was ten months of Kedushin. What's Tosis asking from her? What?
Tosis holds that about her initiating. Maybe that can different.
So what? So the fact that she's Tosis holds that if she initiates, then we don't see this condition. So Tosis is asking, he said, "Tain, big deal." But Lamai says she's initiating. Okay, so Tosis asked the Kasha Misvara. But what does Tosis do in asking the Kasha? He works off of what? Migara from that. What's a Migara? What is that relevant to? There was Kasha Migara. You want to ask Kasha Misvara the Seder and then give an answer. Tosis holds Misvara that the same Tain should be Kedushin. But what are you bringing as a Raya? A case where she said Vakadosh HaNilach? What is that as a Raya? How can I mean, if you want to say that, you say it say it without the raya, and then give a teretz to shayni hacha. You're right. Tain by itself, it's not a problematic lashon for kedushin. But here, let's see what Tosfos gives us a teretz. The shayni hacha the meikara is a shoeles shelobetaris kedushin. Originally, she was asking without kedushin. Now, when she Tosfos teretz, what comes to mind with her? Which approach that we've seen so far? You read the words Pashup Shah and Tosfos Teretz. What seems to be the point? That this is a point, what? The Rashba or the Yesh Mefarshim? Yesh Mefarshim, that it has to do with the fact that she spoke first. So when she speaks first, not as Kedushin, that's when the Tain is misparish as Matana not Kedushin. But Stamazai Tain can be Kedushin. Okay, but let's backtrack. But what was Tosfos Kasha? The Kasha was from the case of Arif. What kind of kasha is from Arif? Did she say the kaddish any luck? Yeah.
Could it be the Tosfos told him that Rashi and the previous Amid, but Rashi didn't care about my kaddish any luck. He just meant it about the order.
Okay, so you want to say a chidush? Rashi in the previous Amid was saying that what differentiates the case over here of Tanaim Le'Abba and the case of Arif, Rashi didn't give the answer that Rishonim give, that there she said Bakash Anilach, and here she didn't. That was what some Rishonim gave as an answer. Many Rishonim, Rashi gave a different answer.
Tosfos also.
That in the case of Arif, she spoke first, so that's Kedusha. But the case over here, she said, response to him, that's why we don't say that Seder's Kedusha. It sounds from Rashi that even if she had Bakash Anilach over here, it would still be a dismissive type of a statement, not a reach of the Kedusha. That was when we were dying. But you want to be dyke maybe in a different direction. But I think you're saying that maybe for Rashi, maybe it's not true that the case of Arev is only where she said Bakadosh Anilach. You're saying another layer in the Rashi. We have a dyke one direction in Rashi. Rashi didn't give the answer, Tosfos as well, didn't give the answer to Mechavitin Tanei Ma'ago Avicha versus the case of Arev. How come here it's not viewed as Kibitzit for condition? There it is. Rashi didn't give the answer because there she's Bakadosh Anilach. And here she didn't. So we were medayik because Rashi apparently would hold that even saying Bakadosh Anilach here wouldn't make it better, because Gemaisa, if she said it in response to him, it's dismissive. It's not reason. But Olam, the case of Arev, needs the Lashon Bakadosh Anilach. It's just that there she spoke first. You want to say a chidush? Maybe Tosfos here will hold this way, that the case of Arev could even be without Vakadosh Anilach, as long as he later has an Amira, that when he gives it to Ploni. So her initial statement could have been simply 10 Manu Ploni. Either Girsa before good, so the Girsa maybe was different. The Rashi tells me to have that Girsa, it's Lavdafka. Chidush. Kimidumali, the Shara Melech wants to say what you're saying, that Tosfos holds that the case of Arev did not require the words Vakadosh Anilach. That's against Tosfos has a good kash, which means that Yechor Yisi over there, 10 ma ne leproni, means Kedushin without saying Rakadosh Anilach, and over here you're telling me it doesn't mean Kedushin. But if this is the kash, now what we have to reread Tosfos Teretz. So what's the Teretz? The Shani Acha, the Mikara has to show Elas Shilobah Teretz Kedushin. Wait a second. And the case over there, what does she say? Once you take Avakadosh Anilach and Arev, now you have to read the Tosfos Teretz. What's Tosfos' answer? What does Tosfos mean to answer? You start reading the Teretz of Tosfos. Oh, there, Shani Hacha, Shalom B'Torah's Kedusha. And over there, she starts saying, 10 Manu L'Ploni, also not Tosfos Kedusha. So Zakah Shara Melech. So keep reading Tosfos. That's not the Dagish of Tosfos Teretz. What's the Dagish of Tosfos Teretz? Mishum Hachi, Kishomeres Hav. Oh, here's where you have to put the bold words of Tosfos. Therefore, when you say have, adaita dene kara ka'am. In other words, what Tosfos is trying to say is not just the fact that it was without B'Torah's Kedushin, that's by there as well. But when you start off to B'Torah's Kedushin, and then later on, what do you say? You say have. Then you mean what I said, Be'ikar. Mashaykin by Arif. She would start off Shulam B'Torah's Kedushin, but then when he says Haveh B'Kodesh with the Managi Ploni, with the Hana, whatever, what does she say? She didn't repeat the word Hav. She's either quiet or she says whatever, good. So that's what Tosfos will mean in the Teretz, a whole different meaning of Tosfos Teretz. Not the point, the etzem of the fact that she spoke first. There also she spoke first, you know. But the point being that you spoke first and then you said hav. What would be mashma from Tosus if she didn't say hav? If she just was so sick? The question in the Rashba that we brought up. What would be medak from Tosus? Let's say she started by saying 10 and then she said, and she was so sick. Kedushin or no kedushin? By us. She didn't say yes.
Hav ruins it.
Hav ruins it. Hav ruins it.
So then, it's
what?
Should be
Mekadeshes. Yeah. So is it a function of saying hav? And what if, and what if she didn't speak first? What if he spoke first? And she said hav? What would Tosis hold there? Mekadeshes and Mekadeshes. What do you think? Tosus is saying the fact that she spoke first and she said hav later. So what can you infer from Tosus?
Need both problems.
Either one was missing, mikudeshes. Now if the problem of Agamara is predicated on 2 points. The fact that he starts speaking, which is in that regard along the lines of the Yesh Mepharshim, you might say, that's relevant. But then with that, the fact that she comes back and she says hav. If she would be quiet, it would be Mekudeshes. If she didn't speak first and she said hav, in that regard, it would also be Mekudeshes, because hav by itself is not, even though she didn't say in. Right? So that in sense, where's Tosus closer to? The Rashba or the Yesh Mepharshim of the Rashba, the Chayra? Where is he closer to?
The Rashba.
The Rashba? Tosus says, if she didn't say, what?
Yesh Mepharshim.
Because Tosus would hold if she said hav and not in, but if she didn't speak first, mikudeshes. The Rashba says she should have said the magic word in. She didn't.
Why should she keep it in mikudeshes?
Because that's tantamount to accepting the shtiko mikudeshes. Because if she didn't speak first, then it's not called reinforcing notes. So if she was so sick, it's only hav that ruins it. Even if she spoke first, but she doesn't say hav later, mikudeshes. She said hav later, but she didn't speak first, mikudeshes. It's late. Let me just finish the next tosis. We'll just read it. Koashkuya, ashkuya, hanach tras uvdi, these three cases, itzvech rashm inan, the bishum dava in mo, whatever the case might be, lo bimidi dachilo, shtia blo b'sham nili. Okay, there's more obviously to the sukkah to be medayik further, but the basic rashi prakim we have. Okay.